Would everyone in the Senate, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the third chapter of Lamentations, we read, "Remember my affliction and bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continues, thinks of it, and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end." Gracious God, as we gather to serve the people of Missouri, we are mindful of the anniversary of 9/11 that has just passed, and its thoughts brought back the remembrance of death, pain, and grief of our people. We remember that amidst the charred ruins and bitterness we experienced, we turned to you, and you comforted us and gave us hope. In this hope, may we find both individually and as a nation ways to put an end to the violence in our time and to seek a unity as one people. We pray, help us, Lord, enjoy peace and harmony among us all. And Lord, may it begin with each of us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're somber.
It's kind of like the 9/11 reference. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators, Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. Senators in session. Senator from the 7th District.
I have a moment of personal privilege.
If we could have some order in the chamber, please take your conversations to the outside gallery or keep them at a minimum. The senator from the 7th has requested a moment of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. This weekend, Missourians are going to gather here in the capital city to celebrate an inaugural and to celebrate the bicentennial of our states being admitted to the Union. And we are going to celebrate the history of our state, or at least some of the history of our state. I am sure that some of our history will be conveniently ignored, including the sad fact that we were admitted into this Union as a slave state. I'm sure we won't bring up the atrocities the citizens of this state committed on people of the Mormon faith. There's a lot in our history that we should not be proud of. Part of the history of our state that we should be proud of will be deliberately ignored. A few weeks ago, an exhibit was put up in the State History Museum, just a few floors below where we stand right now, that talked about the history of the LGBT movement in my city of Kansas City. The history of men and women who at that time, under an executive order signed by President Eisenhower, legally could not work for the federal government. Laws were set up throughout the nation, including Missouri and in Kansas City, that allowed for people like me to be arrested simply for being in a bar, simply for dancing with someone. It was considered lewd behavior. You would be arrested, your name would be in the paper, you would lose your livelihood, you oftentimes would lose your family. But brave men and women in Kansas City stood up and risked all of that for their right to pursue happiness. This exhibit talks about those men and women, and men and women like them across the country. And there is a direct line that can be drawn from the individuals talked about in that exhibit to the fact that I am standing on this floor today. Without them, I would not be here. Without them, Missouri's first openly LGBT person ever elected in this state would not have been elected when Tim Van Zandt won election to the Missouri House. It was in Kansas City, thanks to them, that this chamber's first openly LGBT person was elected. A friend to many of you, Jolie Justice. And it's because of them that I stand here as the first openly gay man. All from Kansas City. All started with these brave individuals. But apparently some that serve in this building think that my history is offensive and that mentioning me is offensive. And I can't help but think that they must also find me offensive. I want to speak directly to LGBT Missourians. In particular, I want to talk to young people. In every one of our districts right now, there is a young person who is consciously making the decision of which is better, coming out and telling people who they are or committing suicide. If you're listening right now and you're one of those people, I want you to know that I too was one of those people. In 1996, I contemplated that very decision. In a town probably smaller than wherever you're listening right now, a town that, despite what I have seen in emails, did nothing to tell me how to be gay. In fact, it indoctrinated me in a way that said everything about who I was wrong. You're not wrong. There are people that want you in this state, who care about you. And despite what you read in emails, despite what the administration does with our history, you have a senator that is standing here who was once in your place, who will continue to stand here and fight for you. You fight for you. The people that are leading you to this decision of whether or not you should live, they never gave you happiness. Only you can give that to yourself. Give yourself a chance. I want to thank members of this body and on the other side of the building who are our allies. You know, I think both political parties have issues within our own party, and one of ours as Democrats, that sometimes we think that only if you're only a part of that group can you really speak out for that group. I want to tell my friends who are allies on both sides of the aisle, we need you to speak out. Please, I can't fight this fight alone. We need you and we appreciate you. To those of you who are on the fence, I want to tell you I've been in this building for 5 years. And in those 5 years, there's not a year that's gone by where I did not have someone from the other side of the aisle who asked for a private conversation with me. Many of those conversations started like this. I've never known an actual gay person. I've never known someone well enough to feel like I can sit down and talk to them and they're not going to judge me or be offended if I use the wrong words. I want to tell you all that my door is open and you can let go of the filter. I am not going to judge you. I am not going to be offended. If you come to me and want to understand what my life and my community is like, if you have an open heart, my door is open to each and every one of you. I also hear each year as we work to try to get a hearing for Mona or to get a vote for the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act, you know, Greg, is this really still happening? It's 2021. Are people really still being fired from their jobs or not able to rent an apartment just because they're gay or lesbian? Let me ask you this. Do you think that the people who demanded that that history exhibit be exiled to the Lohman Building, do you think they'd rent me an apartment? Do you think they would give me a job? They threw me out of this building. They've already evicted me from a building. Yes, discrimination is still alive and well against LGBT people in Missouri. And if there is a silver lining to this whole mess, it is that it has proven that fact. And I want to talk to those who may persist on attacking my community. I get to stand here on the Senate floor, and I stand on the shoulders of the men and women that came before me. And I will get to stand here for 3 to 7 more years. And let me say that in the next 3 to 7 years, any attempt to attack LGBT Missourians, I will use every tool I have to stop you. First, do no harm. I will keep working to pass Mona, but no harm is going to be done to LGBT Missourians while I'm here. You can either get enough people to PQ me, or you can wait to watch me fall down and have a seizure. A lot of you watched it the first time. I'm not afraid to do it again. There will be no harm to my people for the next 3 to 7 years. Finally, I want to talk to our state employees. And I've heard from a lot of you. Work for a government that at its worst, with some legislation that is filed, is openly hostile towards you. And the actions that we've seen in the past few weeks mean at the best they are embarrassed that we are here. But we are here. Be proud of yourself. Stand tall. Together we will get through this. Learn our history as a community, and you will know that we will be here. I have a note that I want to read, and I hesitate to do this. The note that was slipped under my door last session, and I've held on to it, and I'm going to only alter one part, and that is the person who wrote this note told me sort of where they work, and I don't want to out whoever this is. I have no idea who wrote me this note, but I found this note under my door during session. Dear Senator Razor, I am a staff person in the state capitol, and I wanted to write you to let you know how much I appreciate your public service on behalf of LGBTQ+ citizens. I am bisexual, and I will never feel safe to share that information, that huge part of my life here at work. I want you to know that when you stand up for LGBTQ+ citizens, one of them is listening to your words and feeling hope and pride that things will continue to get better. Jefferson City isn't the friendliest place for us, but know you have an ally here, no matter how lonely it may feel. Keep up the good fight. And it was signed Anonymous. Anonymous, I appreciate that you hear me and I want you to know that I heard you. And in these last few weeks, I've been fighting for you. And I hope someday I get to know who you are. But until that day comes, I will keep fighting for you. The irony of all of this is that it's about a LGBT history museum. One day there will be an LGBT history exhibit that is displayed in this Capitol building. And that exhibit will include a sad story in 2021. When legislators and an administration decided that even the mere mention of me was not worthy to be in the Capitol building. What side of history do you want to be on when that exhibit comes up? Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Boone. Senator from Newton. Hearing no objection, the order of business in the Senate will be resolutions. Senator from Newton. Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
Senator, would you care to explain your resolution? Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Newton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. The Senator from Newton has moved that the resolution before the body be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes. The resolution was read before the body. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another resolution. I'm sending it forward now. And I move that the resolution be adopted.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read this resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate as adopted by the 101st General Assembly, first regular session, be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 101st General Assembly.
Senator, you move for the resolution's adoption. Would you care to explain it?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. This is just the resolution that adopts the regular session rules for our veto session.
Senator from Boone has moved for the adoption of the resolution before the body. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the resolution be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? And if so, I ask that the reading be waived and that the messages be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived and the messages will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate proceed to the order of business of vetoed bills and that the calendar be called.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be vetoed bills. Senate Bill number 226. Senator from the 15th.
Yeah, go ahead.
Senator from the 15th was recognized. Are you not seeking?
The other senator here, she wants to introduce, I guess.
Senator from Callaway.
Then I apologize. I seek recognition or unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest. Maybe that's not possible.
The Senator, during the veto session rules, that order of business is not a recognizable order of business. You perhaps could inquire of another senator.
Could I inquire of the senator from the 15th?
Senator from the 15th, you yield.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted the body to know that on our left is a very dear friend, great friend of mine in the General Assembly, Steve Hobbs. He served in the House from 2003 to 2011, Senator.
I did serve with him.
I did serve with him as well. And he was, after that, was elected to presiding commissioner of Audrain County. Many accomplishments of which one of the main ones was he brings people together, like the city and county officials working together instead of against each other. And today is his very first day of his new position. I ask all members, never mind, I ask you, Senator, I'm talking to you, to welcome Steve Hobbs. He is the new executive director of the Missouri Association of Counties. Thank you, Senator, for letting me talk to you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th, may the chair inquire of you.
Yes,
Not only do the rules not allow for an introduction to guests, the rules specifically state that Steve Hobbs' name should not be read on the Senate floor. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that conference committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 226 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 15th District. Senator, we need to bring the bill before the body, I believe, first. So the motion is to bring the bill before the body. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Now, Senator, the bill is before the body, and your motion is?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 226 be passed, the objections of the governor thereto notwithstanding.
Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 15th District. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 15th.
Speak on the motion.
Proceed.
This was a tax omnibus bill, and it did have a number of provisions in it that I think are very important, dealing with medical marijuana businesses. You also had a cancer device that is currently being taxed, even though we don't tax cancer devices. And then there was two provisions, or the reasons for the veto. One was on the property tax provision that says if a county comes in and shuts down the entire county, that those businesses would be allowed to get a refund of those real estate taxes. I will admit the governor did bring me some language, and I do think that language that he brought to me is probably better than what's currently in the bill. And so I look forward to working on that in the next session. So I just wanted to make the body aware of that. And Mr. President, Withdraw my motion.
The senator from 15th withdraws his motion. Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire the senator from Andrew, please?
The senator from Andrew County, do you yield?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry.
Good afternoon.
I'm wondering if you know of any rule that we have in place that would restrict a member from making a privileged motion on a veto override of the governor.
Say that once again. Do I know of any rule?
Is there any rule in place that would prohibit a member of the Senate from making a privileged motion, a veto override of a bill vetoed by the governor?
I'm not aware of any rule on that. We do have the traditions of the Senate that the handler of the various bills, and if they certainly the sponsor of the bill had a Senate bill, typically the tradition is that the sponsors are the ones that can only bring up and discuss the bills on the Senate floor.
So is that true?
The tradition also goes concurrently with handlers of House bills that are brought to the Senate floor. I don't know that the House has that same tradition, but the Senate tradition is that if you're the handler of the bill, you're the one that has control of that bill, you know, through session, and that's how you manage it. I mean, it's how we all manage it. So
is it also,
I mean,
tradition?
It would be an instance where you wouldn't want me to bring up one of your bills up and you move it forward if you decided that it was
is it also tradition if a senator has a bill and there are maybe deliberations made and amendments to that bill that another member might?
It's getting a little loud in the Senate chambers for reasons I can't divulge. If you could take your conversations to the side galleries and keep them at a minimum. Senators, I'm sorry, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll try to speak more clearly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Senator.
That's okay. I have trouble hearing in this this chamber sometimes, too. Is it also tradition that when a bill has been introduced, amendments are often made to the bill and adopted, and another senator can stand up and offer a substitute of that particular bill?
I think that may be the case, Senator. I mean, ultimately, the handler of the bill is the one who retains control of it in ultimate fashion, whether the bill moves forward or doesn't move forward.
Well, in a substitute
bill, is a tradition of the Senate.
In a substitute bill, though, it is tradition that another senator not offering or sponsoring that bill can actually substitute that bill for another of his own making or her making.
Yeah, okay. The original handler of the bill is the one who has to make the final passage motion on the bills. I mean, that's been a tradition of the Senate that have been to your advantage in the past, have been to our advantage. It allows you to remain in control of that bill. And I think most senators would like to remain in control of their bills as we go through the legislative process.
But to my original point, can you point to a rule that actually guides us and controls us? Can you point to a rule that we have written that states that another member cannot make a privileged motion to override a vetoed bill by the current governor?
And Senator, I read the rules like you do. I'm not an expert on the rules, and certainly I'm not, you know, one that makes rulings on the rules. I can just tell you the traditions of the Senate. Whether it actually comes in through on a rule, maybe. I'm sorry. I'm not.
And so another
I don't
point,
sit and analyze the rules all the time.
I understand
do,
that.
I do adhere to what the traditions of the Senate have been.
And I guess my main point is this. If residents of Missouri have been harmed in some sort of fashion, and I'm talking about since 2005, so now we have 16 years of harm being inflicted upon Missouri citizens and business members as well, the backbone of our economy, They have had money essentially stolen from them by a department of the state, and they have used their own resources, their money, their time and effort to hire attorneys to fight using their taxpayer money. They're fighting the government, who they're paying taxes to, and yet the department admitted wrongdoing, and we have a substantial amount of money. It's only $150,000. In fact, it amounts to 0.01% of our state budget. 1 year ago, it was vetoed because he said we couldn't afford the cost. Well, now we have an additional couple of billion dollars in the treasury, and now we're still vetoing that because we just don't want to do it. Now, I would agree there's probably something other than the cost because it's minimal. But, Senator, when we have citizens of Missouri who have been hurt for 16-plus years, and we're going to say we're not going to give their money back to them because of tradition, then I say to heck with tradition. Let's throw tradition out the window and never have that come back, because tradition should not be harming people. It shouldn't be standing in the way of making whole members of our community. So again, my final question is, and I know you don't know the rules on this particular one, and that's okay, because I don't know all the rules either as intrinsically as I should, so we're together on that. Yeah. And this is not an attack on you, but I'm getting passionate because I've been working with these folks since 2015, when I first learned of this particular issue, and I find it abhorrent that we would use an excuse such as this one, tradition, to say you're not going to get your money back. $150,000 is minimal. And in fact, it's not going to cost that much. I added a $10,000 this year just to make sure that it would cover it. It won't be that much. But I am appalled, and I hope you're not one to stand in the way. So I guess we'll see in just a few minutes, because the House has overridden this particular veto of House Bill 4.056. So in just a few minutes, we'll get to see whether we stand with business, with small business of the state, or if we're going to stand with our tradition and then further alienate our trust from the Missouri citizens to say, we elect you to help us and protect our God-given rights, and here you have, and I say you collectively, we didn't do it, the Department of Revenue did, they stole our money, and now we're not willing to stand in the gap for them and say, yes, we're going to make you whole today. So, Senator, thank you for standing and listening to me. It was a rant, I know. I guess we'll find out in just a few moments when this override is sent to us where we stand. Are we going to stand with big government? Or we're going to stand for the small guy. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution that I am sending forward. I would ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 5, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate, having been duly convened as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, made no motion to override the Governor's veto of Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 226 when the bill was called by the President.
Senator, would you care to explain your resolution and please move for its adoption?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is just a message to the House saying that the Senate didn't take any action on the Senator from the 15th's legislation. And I move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Is any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the resolution before the body be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has been adopted. Senator from the 14th, were you seeking recognition?
I wasn't sure if we had that motion.
Senator. During the veto session, that is not a business that's recognized. You're welcome to inquire of another senator.
Yeah, if I can inquire the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th district, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Good
Hi,
afternoon.
Senator.
How are you?
Well, I wanted to inquire of you due to rules, and we don't have that order of business during veto session. I wanted to acknowledge a very special guest, but I wanted to tell you a little bit about this guest.
Great.
He's sitting in the gallery. So I was hoping that if the body is listening, as we discuss a special guest, we have a student from the University of Missouri Columbia, but also lives in St. Louis, who's doing a fall internship in my office. It's Abby Bayervelt. So I was hoping that the body could and guests recognize her and just kind of welcome her as she does a fall internship in my office.
Wow, that is so exciting. I wonder if she would stand up so I could see her in the gallery. Wonderful. So great. So good for you having a fall intern in office. It's
terrific. So she's a senior at Mizzou. So depending on where this internship takes her, maybe she'll be working here in the building or something. We never know.
Wonderful. Well, I know
he's standing where you're standing down the road.
Wow, that would be great. Or, you know, or maybe where you're standing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
terrific.
The body can recognize her. I highly appreciate it. And Senator, thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the benefit of the body, I'm going to make a recess motion as we are going to have to wait a little bit for the House to send theirs over. So for the moment, we're going to make a recess motion. It will be a short recess, and then we'll ring the bell whenever we have enough to get a critical mass and get folks back in here and start the process.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I don't know if you want me to interrupt the process now, but I would like to ask for a point of personal privilege.
The senator from the 24th district has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for letting me take this opportunity to speak. This is, I am the Jewish senator here, and this is a very special day that begins tonight at sundown. Many of you have heard of it. It's called Yom Kippur, and it begins 9 days after the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, which happened obviously 9 days ago. And the Jewish calendar, this is the year 5782 that we have just welcomed in. It's interesting to me that almost every year one of the Jewish holidays falls during the time of veto session. Not certainly, I hope, by design, but the Jewish calendar has 13 months, and so the Jewish holidays move a little bit based on the calendar that we all follow. And so oftentimes there is some kind of an overlap with veto session. Yom Kippur is the most holy day of the year on the Jewish calendar, and the official full day is tomorrow. But it starts, as do all Jewish holidays, at sundown tonight. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, the final day where we reflect and ask for forgiveness for those things, those sins we have committed over the previous year, and commit to doing our best to do better going forward. This period between the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, is called the Days of Awe. And throughout this time period, we really do spend time thinking about our behavior, what our religion teaches us, our values and our goals, and how we can do better at pursuing justice, which is at the heart of the Jewish religion. We will begin tonight, and I will leave here and go, of course, directly home, so that we can begin tonight and I can be part of this celebration of this very solemn day. My temple is partially open to a few people relative to our congressional, the numbers of people in our congregation. I will join in the ceremonies and the prayers through a Zoom so that I can watch as my rabbis and the congregation go through this annual tradition to talk about and reflect upon our past year and how we go forward. One of the good things about veto session happening now, from my perspective, is that this is also a time of year where we think about things that we have done that may have hurt others who we know in the community. So it's a time where we ask for forgiveness. So I'm going to take this moment and say to you, my colleagues, to you, the people who work here in Jefferson City, if I have done anything that has hurt you, I apologize and hope that you will accept my sincere apology. If I have done anything that upsets you or that you disagree with, I'm not sorry for that. I am doing the work that I believe the people of my district sent me here to do. And while my values and beliefs are based on my Jewish tradition, I think that you will find that whether you are Mormon or Muslim or Christian or Jew, or whether you are Buddhist, or even if you don't have a religion that you practice, that we all share some of the same values and ideals. In the Jewish religion, we work towards tikkun olam, which means repair of the world. We are to do what we know is in the best interest of making our world a better place for the people who live here alongside of us. Again, as I stated, it is a pursuit of justice. Like so many other major religions around the world, we believe in healing the sick, in feeding the hungry, in clothing and housing the poor, in providing opportunity for everyone and anyone, regardless of religious beliefs, regardless of whether they're considered to be a good person or someone else, regardless of how they live their lives. We know and recognize everyone's individuality, and together we hope to join with you, people of the same religion, of other religions, people who look like me, people who don't, to make this world a better place. That is my job, and as the Jewish senator, and as we embark upon the celebration or the solemn occasion of Yom Kippur this evening, I feel like it's my responsibility in a chamber where we learn so much from each other and from the people we work with every single day, that I would share with you a little bit about my religion and our beliefs and our pursuit of justice. And Mr. President, I think that's it for me. Thank you for this opportunity.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 1:45 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1:45 this day.